Philadelphia and other U.S. cities shared the location of lead pipes across their neighborhoods last week. It comes as the EPA mandates the removal of lead pipes over the next decade. WHYY's Zoe Reed speaks with experts about what you need to know if you're connected to a lead service line.
Lead pipes can corrode and contaminate drinking water, putting residents at risk when they drink or cook. Exposure to lead can cause serious health problems, including cognitive impairment among children. So lead pipe replacement is crucial, says Karen Clay, a professor of economics and public policy at Carnegie Mellon University.
These are old pipes, and so if they start to corrode or if the water authority decides to change their use of the anti-corrosive, then even if you don't currently have a lead problem, you could have a lead problem in the future. Also, if you ever plan to sell your house, you want to say that your water line was replaced if it had lead.
Water chemistry can determine whether lead seeps its way into drinking water. Residents can reduce their risk by running their taps for a few minutes first thing in the morning. Andy Yenshaw is a water resources educator at Pennsylvania State University.
You'll flush out the water that was stagnant in the pipes that might contain lead, and you'll bring in fresh water from your water provider, which won't have lead in it.
Yenshaw says lead is more likely to leach into hot water, so residents should keep their taps cold when running their water and for drinking and cooking. However, the flushing method isn't foolproof. The experts suggest testing your water for lead and getting a filter that's certified to remove the contaminant. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.